Good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hey, Chris, good morning. Thanks for having me. And yeah, it is. And, you know, that is a little bit of, you know, that's not a super high bar to jump over, right? You need 6 wins to get there. But, you know, for Carolina and where it was a month or so ago, I think that is a significant development for the Tar Heels this particular year. You know, they have really done a nice job after a really difficult month of October of getting things turned back in the correct direction. Certainly playing their best football before the open date that they had last week. And so now the question is, can you continue that high level of play here for the final 3 games of the regular season? And so very winnable games. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are at home. They're two in-state rivals that are in there. So there's going to be motivation. There's going to be opportunity. The question is, can you go take it? And so first opportunity is Saturday at 8 o'clock against Wake. We have basketball tonight as well, of course, as the basketball Tar Heels hosting American tonight at 8 o'clock. First time they've ever faced the Eagles. The connection there, Jack Emanuel, a member of the 05 National Championship team, one of the assistant coaches for American. So a busy weekend at Tar Heel Athletics, and hopefully, at least from the Tar Heel perspective, a lot of wins as well.
Well, crossover season is officially upon us, Jones.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's been a busy stretch, and you know, Carolina, it's been a long time, though, Chris, honestly, since we've seen both these teams, right? I mean, we hadn't seen basketball since last Friday at Kansas, and that really big comeback, and Carolina having a great chance to pick up a high-quality road win, which, unfortunately for them, slipped away there in the final minutes. And it's been 2 weeks since we've seen football. So both these teams have had a little bit of time off, but that ends really starting tonight. They're both going to be very busy here over the next couple of weeks.
From a football perspective, where do you think you've seen the biggest improvement in this team?
It's the lines of scrimmage, Chris, for sure. The defensive front has become more consistent. Kamen Rucker being healthy and back is a big part of that. But 17 sacks in the last 2 games, that's just a crazy number. You know, 49 total yards rushing allowed in the 2 games. That's just a really impressive number. And so it is not brain surgery. If you are keeping the other team from running the football, forcing them into third and long, then you know they're going to pass, and you can go get after them, and you got guys who can do it and get to the quarterback. That's a recipe for success. And so that the Tar Heel defensive line of scrimmage has been absolutely dominating these last 2 games. And I think you can flip that to the other side, where the young offensive line has gotten better, and you're starting to see that group be able to impose its will a little bit more. And of course, you have a terrific running back behind him, and now you have Omarion Hampton running behind a line that's getting better. That's a good combination for Carolina. Mix that in with Jacoby Criswell becoming more settled, I think, and more consistent at that quarterback position, and all those things are positives for the Tar Heels.
As you look at it from a basketball perspective, since we're in this crossover period, you don't like to lose games, but you can learn a lot of lessons, I think, from a loss. What do you think Coach Davis is going to take away from that game against Kansas last week?
Well, Carolina's got to close games better, number one, and not just this game. I think that you can go back to last year. Carolina, I think, was 3-5 in games decided by 6 points or fewer, so 2-possession games or less. And, Chris, and this may not be 100% right, I think it's 15 of the last 22 games that Carolina has lost, it has led in the second half. And so these are games that Carolina is competitive in, obviously, if you're leading in the second half. But they need to be able to be more efficient down the stretch. I don't necessarily think Carolina got bad shots down the stretch of the game against Kansas, but they didn't go in. So you've got to be able to execute in those moments. And then the more bigger picture story, I think, for this particular team is continuing to figure out how to best defend around the rim, considering Carolina's relative lack of size. And so you saw that, I thought, particularly in the first half against Kansas, where the Jayhawks were able to get, I think it was 30 points in the paint in the first half and build that big lead. I thought the Heels were better at that in the second half. But it's an area, not necessarily tonight against American, but I think big picture-wise that the Tar Heels are going to need to improve in is keeping the other team out of the paint and not allowing them easier shots around the rim.
As I let you go, Jones, played that true road game at Allen Fieldhouse last week. Is that good for college basketball to have these marquee games on campus at these places?
Absolutely. I think it's good for Carolina and Kansas to play, period, anywhere, but particularly on campus. I think if, you know, Duke and Kentucky played this week those are great games. Those are great games for people to see college basketball, see teams they know, see high level of play, see high level players. The interest in the sport needs games like that. And so absolutely these games should be played. And I love the fact that it was on campus. And I know, you know, Duke's going to Arizona later on. Alabama's at Carolina for the ACC-SEC Challenge. Kansas is making the return trip to Chapel Hill next year. So, I mean, these are big games. Carolina plays UCLA later in the season. These are games that are needed, and I think we'll continue to see them, Chris, as these marquee teams play each other. Because, look, neither Carolina nor Duke in this conversation wanted to lose.
Yeah.
But neither one of those teams or games, that's not going to affect their season in some kind of negative way. It can only be a positive coming out of a matchup like that.
All right, Jones, appreciate the time. Have a good call tonight. Good call tomorrow. We'll be listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chris.